Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You got the Bruins. Big winners last night,
Keefe. Huge. Huge. It looked like they were dead. And it looked like we were going to come in and maybe lead at 10 o'clock being like, is Monty still with the team?
Yeah, it wouldn't even be a question.
Is he still here?
It is. Monty is done.
Monty
when
fired.
When are they firing him?
2-0 on power play goals and going into the third period against a Blues team that stinks. A Blues
stinks.
Team that...
They were 10% on the power play.
I was
going to
say, they had some horrible power play numbers. And then the Bruins take penalties, and they're like, we got it. Like, we can crack through. And it's 2-0 on power play goals against a terrible team. And yet, somehow, some way, they pull a rabbit out of their hat. 3 goals in the third period, and they win in regulation.
So you guys can jump in on this. With all your Celtics thoughts, we're talking NBA Cup. Celtics, are you concerned? 617-779-7937. If you want to win Dave Chappelle tickets today, and I imagine you do, very pricey on the secondary market. We're going to be giving them away free. Just stay tuned to Jones and Keefe. We'll tell you how to win those coming up. But do you think they saved his job last night? I think you do, based on what you just said. If they lost, we'd be wondering... if he's fired, if they lose 2-0 and the score holds, or it's whatever, 3-0, 3-1, something like that. They lose the game.
I don't think they saved it like for the season.
No.
But, oh, yeah, no, it's one of those things for now.
Was he getting fired today if they lost last night? Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe.
And especially the way that it was looking, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be, oh, you lost 3-2 in a shootout or whatever. Because they've had some other games where they didn't play great, but they'd get the loser point or whatever it would be. This is kind of the formula, a slow start. Penalties, giving up power play goals, just no sign of life, and then lose to a bad team on top of it. I think it would have been tough to keep him after a night like that. And again, I'm also with a lot of people that say it's not 100% on him.
It's
rarely is in the NHL, but that's something that they do. They hope to
what can you change?
Send a new message. You're not going to change the whole roster right now. You can't do it.
And the other thing I would say, all right, Montgomery's not really part of the – I mean, he's not the problem, the only problem. But he's something you could change, number one. And number two – is he really part of the solution? Like, what does he do that's really great? What does he do, period? Like, I don't think he's that different than Gerard Mayo when it comes to, I don't really get what he does. He's a vibes guy, right? He was supposed to come in and have different vibes than Bruce Cassidy.
Yeah, the big difference
and
is
the vibes
counts,
are bad.
It counts way more in the NFL than it does in the NHL.
Agreed.
Right? Like, if both guys are the same, you're like, oh, no, that's not a good sign for your NFL team.
But in the NHL, they roll through coaches.
Oh, and my God, they get that boost. Like, Cassidy was such a boost after Claude, and then Montgomery was, at least regular season, after Cassidy. And now you're already, 2 years later, you're like, maybe somebody
else. So do I singularly blame him? No, of course not. But he's the easiest fix, and it's not like he's, even when they're going well, it's not like I know what he does or can pinpoint what he does other than the players at one point seemed to like him and play for him, and now they're not.
Yeah.
So last night, to me, Keith, is a reason for optimism beyond just the win. If you can get your best players going.
Yes. Yeah.
The Bruins are a, I don't want to say formidable team. They're a good team. Pastrnak hadn't scored in 7 games. He scores, they win. He was plus 105 last night. You get the boost somewhere depending on where
he
shot.
Right?
He was plus 105 last night. I was sweating that one out.
Any ham? You have some hams?
A little bit of cash.
Nice.
So, you know.
Yeah,
if,
goal and assist, though, too.
Pastrnak scored. He had 10 shots last night.
Yeah.
Like, if Pastrnak is going, we all know they're a different team. Marchand was slow to start. He's heated up a little bit. McAvoy hadn't had a point in, what was it, 12, 13 games, something like that?
Dog's age.
He gets a goal last
goal
night.
Goal and an assist.
Geeky, I don't know that you expect Morgan Geeky to be a consistent contributor. He hadn't scored last night. He gets
but
on the
score
sheet.
But he had been, what, a healthy scratch 3 straight games, I believe it was. And so you throw him in there and maybe, I don't know, message sent.
So to me, if you want a real silver lining in that game, and again, they are not good on the power play. They're not good at killing off penalties. They got to sort out special
penalties.
Teams. Yeah, no, they're great at
like
that.
Committing penalties.
But if you can get your best players going, that's an obvious area for the team to improve, and you saw it last night. McAvoy scores, Pastrnak scores. I don't think that's a coincidence.
And we've gotten into arguments with people about this. I still don't think their roster's that bad. Like, I think their roster's pretty good. It's not the best team in the league.
I'm not like Razor, who we'll talk to tomorrow, lamenting the loss of DeBrusque and Ullmark and guys like that. Like, I don't miss any of the guys they lost, quite frankly.
In fact, they went out and got so even if you don't like Zadorov, who I don't really care for, you don't like him either. He doesn't seem like a top pair defenseman to me, but whatever. I do like Lindholm. And then all the guys that you brought back were your best players. You brought back all of your best players. I'm not going to sit here now when I didn't want Jake DeBrusque for 5 years, then be like, man, I wish they had Jake DeBrusque. Like, I wanted him gone a long time ago. I would have kept Cassidy over Jake DeBrusque, but they didn't. But if you have Pastrnak, McAvoy, Marchand, and Swayman, like, you should be pretty good. That should be enough to get you in the playoffs. And then from there, like, obviously you got to see what happens.
Well, and Swayman's another one I left out, obviously. Like, if you can get him back to anything approaching a year ago when he was an all-star and great in the postseason, there's obviously a ton of upside.
I'm also reminded, watching the game last night, I can't stand that Jordan Binnington.
Oh, Binnington?
Yeah. Ugh.
Real.
And he's probably here's a good question. This is a great question I just came up with. Is Jordan Binnington better at hockey than Nick Foles is at football? Because they both have a similar feel to me where you're like, how'd you lose to that guy?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Who's
is
better
Binnington,
at their sport?
Is Binnington
I would guess
a
Binnington
little bit
off
better?
The top of my head, but let me try.
I don't think he's been horrible, but like I thought he was. I was shocked when he beat him.
And but it's similar. It's just like a journeyman who beats
him. He's not like a stud. He's not like an all-star or anything.
Nope. Yeah, I don't. It's a good question. I don't know. To me, that feels like a real toss-up. I would lean Binnington, but I don't know.
You look back and you're like, yeah, Nick Foles, Doug Peterson, Jordan Binnington are winning cups and Super Bowls over you.
I mean, Jordan Binnington in 19.
Yeah.
Got heart votes and led the league in goals against. I mean, Nick Foles never did anything approaching that.
No.
He got hot in the playoffs, but he never did anything. Well,
no, but that was also when they won the cup. So that was like, he was like crazy that year. Yeah. And I feel like since then he hasn't been as good. Am I wrong?
No, it's probably fair.
Okay.
He got Vezina votes. He's gotten Vezina votes in two seasons in his career. 617.
That's even honestly more than I would have thought.
Yeah, same. 617-779-7937. David Pastrnak gets on the board. How reliable is him? We can continue to get into that. Or how reliable is he, rather? We can continue to get into that. Real quick. This is a good text. 37937. I agree with Jones. This is on the NBA Cup earlier this
hour. Oh, of course you're going to read this.
I agree with Jones. Do I get the Chappelle tickets?
Oh, no, that's not how it works.
Unfortunately, that is not how it works.
You just agree with the takes. You have to be aware of maybe the takes, or you got to be aware of something related to the show.
Gold star.
Yeah.
For
trying.
Well, just being open-minded. Yep. Not a Keefe Sheep, as we call him.
Keefe Sheep?
Yeah. Keefe Sheep.
Bah.
Yeah.
Bah. That'd be a good segment.
Being Keefe Sheep? Keefe Sheep.
Sheep madness.
People that call in, they're like, I agree with Keith, and then hang up. Keith Sheep.
It's not any different than our calls right now.
That's a good point.
It's true. That's not how you win Chappelle tickets.
That's bad.
Will be doing that later on in the program today. Dave Chappelle, Killer Mike. It'll be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway a week from today. Do you consider yourself a big Jones and Keith fan? Not just a large human being.
Yeah.
But a big fan, a listener, someone who knows.
Yep, the ins and outs.
The ins and outs of the show. You're a daily listener. You would know things that happen day to day on this show.
Because we want the people to go to this concert to be
the biggest Jones and Keith.
Knowledgeable of this show.
Yes, we're not
just giving out to randoms that swoop in and steal great prizes.
It's not just a random phone number giveaway. No.
Can do that.
You need to actually know something about this show to win. And it's a great. Check the secondary market. They ain't cheap.
Oh, my God. They're insane.
But they're free here on Jones and Keith. We'll do that later on today. So make sure you're listening. We'll get to your phone calls on the Bruins and the Celtics. We should also get into Drake May. Not only his day on Sunday, his leadership off the field, but his development. Who deserves credit for that? We'll get to that with your phone calls next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.